Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Oh, hello, friends and enemies and frenemies. Time once again for a fun-filled episode of i5 for the iPhone. This is the best show on the Twit Network, let's be honest, because we pick the 5 best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and share them with you. I'm Sarah Lane, your cruise director. Are you ready? Let's go. Number 1. By now, if you watch this show regularly, or you even just follow app releases regularly, you might be feeling email solution fatigue. That's an actual medical term for when you're feeling that everybody's got the next app that's supposed to help fix the way you process email and help you sort through it more easily and help you get back to life, and you're just tired. Until now, I felt that that app was actually Mailbox. It was doing a really good job. Even though Mailbox was bought back by Dropbox in March, we can assume that improvements are on the way. For now, it's still just a Gmail client. And if you don't use Gmail, you're out of luck. Or you were until now, because now you have Boxer. Boxer is an email app that supports not just Gmail, but Yahoo Mail, Outlook.com/Hotmail, iCloud, and AOL Mail. I'm not going to judge. You might be using AOL Mail. It's fine with me. That's a great start. Boxer also tries to get you to deal with emails instantly, but not always in order to achieve inbox zero. Boxer says, it's not always realistic. You can swipe to archive or delete an email, or you can quickly respond to an email with something like a like or a custom quick reply like, I'll deal with this tomorrow or I'll be there soon. If an email needs a follow-up, you can swipe it into your to-do list or request help from somebody else and connect to your social networks like Facebook and Twitter if you like profile pictures of your contacts and other context like that. Perhaps best of all, though, a spam filter button. Spam button should always, always be part of any self-respecting mail app. Now, remember when Mailbox launched and put people on a huge waiting list in order to get access to the app so that Mailbox could manage their server load? Yeah, a lot of people are kind of frustrated by that. Boxer has a different feature. The app itself is $4.99, but it's free for the first 100,000 installers. As of launch day, I was around number 17,000, so it still may be free for you depending on when you watch this. In a nutshell, I think Boxer is everything good about Mailbox, but with even better functionality. You simply cannot lose. Number 2. Do you ever sit around twiddling your thumbs and drinking root beer floats while asking yourself, hey, what's Alexei Pajitnov, you know, the dude who created Tetris, up to these days? If so, you and I have something in common. Luckily for both of us, he's busy making games for a company called Wildsnake Software, and the first is alive and well in the App Store. Say hello to Marbly. Okay, I'll be honest. It took me a few minutes to get the hang of how this even works. You move single marbles up, down, or diagonal in order to get them in rows of 3, in which case they start disappearing, and you basically want to clear the board. And you kind of have to think ahead here. It's a little frustrating, or at least it was for me, but you do get better as you move along. Even after you play enough levels, it starts getting harder, but you also get access to challenge puzzles, and there are enough levels to keep you occupied for a while. Now, I should say at this point that I used to be world's biggest Tetris fan on my Game Boy. I spent at least 2 years of my life playing it, and I basically owe Mr. Pajitnov my firstborn. I like Marbly, but I don't love Marbly. I'm not gaga for Marbly. Maybe it just needs to grow on me. Or maybe Tetris is just one of those perfect games that only come around once every few decades. Either way, Marbly's free, and if you're looking for a new game, it's no dots, but it'll pass the time. Number 3. We got a duh tip from Paul, who is writing in with his first duh tip ever. thank you, Paul, for letting us deflower you. He writes, to take a very still picture, steady the phone on something, and use the plugged-in headphone volume up button as a shutter release. This may be a duh-duh tip that everybody already knows. Well, Paul, if there's anything I've learned from the last, 6 years of studying iPhone user behavior, it's that no tip is ever too duh to be obvious to everybody. In fact, we got a few emails about this very same tip over the past week in our email inbox, so there you go. This trick can really come in handy if you're taking a group photo and you want to make sure it's as steady as possible. You don't actually have to wear your headphones, or even just to, step up a selfie. That sort of thing. By the way, either the volume plus or minus button will control your shutter in the native camera app on your iPhone, although it does vary with third-party camera apps. Camera Plus, for example, only utilizes the plus button. That's the camera app I use the most. Some photo apps don't take advantage of either one. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. Do you want the latest iPhone, iPad, or Mac? Of course you do. Are you hoping to sell your Android phone now that you've heard what's gotten announced at WWDC? Before you upgrade, make sure you sell your used phone or gadget you no longer need to Gazelle for cash. Find out what you can get at gazelle.com today. They make selling your used gadgets fast and simple. Just go to gazelle.com, that's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com, and find your item. Tell Gazelle the condition it's in. Don't worry if it's really beat up. They'll even buy broken iPhones and iPads. You'll get a risk-free offer for your gadgets. And that offer is locked in for 30 days. You get that quote for 30 days. Then you get paid fast by check, PayPal, or get an extra 5% with an Amazon gift card. Everybody likes those, right? Go to gazelle.com now and get an offer for that iPhone, that Android smartphone, that iPad, or other Apple products. And do it today, because every day you wait, your gadgets may lose value. With Gazelle, you get paid in cash, payment is fast, offers are good for 30 days, and Gazelle will also wipe your data for free. So, what's your iPhone, iPad, Samsung, or other smartphone worth? Take a minute to go to gazelle.com to find out. Sell your used iPhone and Apple products today at gazelle.com. Number 4. You know what's really cumbersome? Getting everybody together for an event. It's supposed to be fun, but you're figuring it out via email. Maybe I just have very high-maintenance friends, but these threads can go on forever before we all agree on a time and a place. Yeah. Luckily for me, a scheduling app called Atlas exists to make my and your life easier. It's a combination of data from your calendar, your reminders app, and your contacts, and designed to keep everything on your iPhone. Just have it all in one place. If you want to book a meeting with one person or a big group, that's easy. You just suggest a time, a place, invite the appropriate parties, add a phone number if maybe there's a call-in, etc. Atlas does a great job of populating all the info that you'd need, like directions, local weather, and it's compatible with GCal, iCal, Yahoo, and Outlook calendars. Now, if one of your contacts maybe wants to go to a coffee meeting with you, but they can't make the time that you suggested, they can counter with a better time and then wait for you to accept that. I get a snapshot of my day via the overall timeline view or calendar view, and I can quickly look up upcoming events by swiping left. Pro users get their own vanity URL and a page for others to schedule meetings with them from any browser. I really like Atlas. I think it's a great product, but the latest update has crashed on me a few times, and I noticed some buggy behavior here and there. Just got to put that out there. Right now, the app's in limited release to handle the load, which is probably a good thing because this is a fantastic tool that just needs a little more stability. Finally, number 5. We got a little voicemail from somebody who chose to remain anonymous with a clever little workaround for that dictionary duh tip from a couple weeks back.
Hey, Sarah, you had a tip about using Spotlight for definitions, and you made the point that it doesn't really work unless you turn off all the other services that Spotlight searches. But what you can do is set up a shortcut that says definition, right? So I set up a shortcut, DF. And every time I type DF, it enters definition. So when I go to Spotlight, I go ahead and type in DF, hit the space bar, type the word, hit search, and then boom, you go to Safari and get your definition. So it will work even if you have all the other services turned on. So there you go. That should help out if you want to use Spotlight for definitions and not turn off all the other services that it searches. Hope that helps. Great show, Sarah. Thanks.
You guys and your clever little shortcut workarounds are going to keep me employed. Thanks for the call and the tip, anonymous trickster. Oh, and one more thing before we go. A few weeks ago, I asked if you knew any cool apps that took advantage of that whole shake to undo that I might not know about. We got an email from Philip who writes, when you shake in Google Maps, it doesn't actually undo. It asks you if you want to send feedback, which is useful if you've discovered a mistake or if something about the app is making you frustrated. Fun fact, in Apple Maps, this doesn't work, even though it's a more frustration shake-inducing app. In Apple Maps, the shake to undo works normally and asks if you want to undo typing. Thanks, Philip. Oh, the irony. All right, that's it for this edition of i5 for the iPhone. If you'd like to automatically download this show every week, and you really should or else you are a poopy face, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you can catch up on past episodes and find links to our featured apps, tips, and tricks too. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5. Leave us your name next time so I can thank you appropriately. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you right here next week on i5.